NOM's $19 million Richard Foster Building is moving gradually forward, with the building's skeleton on Stedman and 7th Avenue beginning to take shape. But what's inside the building is still to be determined. The project is slated to be finished by March or April of 2016 and will house the City Museum, Library, as well as Coeric's Cultural Center. The museum at 3,000 square feet will occupy the largest gallery of the building when it moves from its current location on Front Street. And public architecture contracted designer Scott Geib says there are two main pieces to consider: the physical structure, like the layout of the exhibits and the style of the displays, and the content of the museum, which occupies much of last week's discussions on the three public meetings held in Nome. Here's Geib addressing Nome residents at Old St. Joe's.
What we're trying to do is facilitate your stories in this museum. We've broken up the stories into six themes that hopefully highlights and covers the main things that we want to talk about within the museum and communicate to the community, which we have identified as the primary audience.
Lining the walls of Old St. Joe's was a color-coded schematic highlighting those themes, including the edge of the world, arts and play, communications, and shelter. Filling in those categories with a number of stories, artifacts, and perspectives has proved challenging, Geib says. In the past, when he's worked for museums for smaller communities, it's been difficult to find enough stories to put in the museums, but in Nome, he says, the rich history and complex stories are overflowing. The public meetings became elaborate storytelling sessions last week, with Nome residents explaining pieces